Hello.
And welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Where tonight the lively host is tired.
I'm about to fall asleep.
And the dull host is, well, probably going to be dull anyway.
So we are the dull Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, hopefully we have a caller calling in. So we're changing our format slightly since we've been talking about PK every time. It's now a PK podcast.
Yes, today is officially the new beginning of the DD&D podcast.
Where we will actually talk about Dungeons and Dragons and similar such games.
Yes. Yeah, we've been playing for how many?
You know what, I could tell you in a second. Let's see now. Well, maybe not a second. This character's been playing for 92 days. I think my other character is 100 and something days.
So, a couple months. A few months. About 4 months, almost. No, actually more than that. Crap. Yeah, we started playing because we were, it's location-based. We signed up because that would be a good way to advertise and network for the farm.
Okay, so the DD&D character has been playing since May 26th of 2016. I had a character before that, but I ended up getting rid of her because, well, it was a she and too many other players was hitting on it. I'm not a she. I didn't appreciate being hit on in that way. So I dumped the character.
He killed her.
I killed her. Yes. Anyway.
So hopefully maybe our king and queen might show up tonight.
Oh, I wasn't expecting them to call.
And maybe even Jazz, which I'm not sure what his role is in the kingdom. But we join their kingdom. And they're locals. So signing up for the game to network with locals worked out.
Yep. It paid off. And we'll try to get other locals hooked on the game.
Like hooked on phonics.
Yay!
It's actually kind of fun. Yeah. Like I said, we're addicted.
All righty.
But I'm not so much addicted tonight because I'm ready to pass out.
Yep, so this might be a very, very short podcast.
Yeah, if nobody calls in.
Yep. No point in running it otherwise.
But I haven't advertised it in the game yet. I got some ideas on how to advertise it in the game, but I haven't done it.
I haven't implemented it. Earn food.
Yeah, the only thing that you... It's a free game.
Sort of. Can't do nothing unless you have food. You gotta get food. And they charge for it.
Yeah,
you
can either earn it, you can play the market for it, or you can buy it.
Woohoo.
I'm pretty good at playing the market for it.
I'm going to earn one food by watching the Angry Brutes video.
Yeah, they got advertisers, and you can earn food that way, which is pretty cool. And basically what I do is I just sell everything that I collect for food, and then I turn around and sell that for gold, use the food for what I need it for, and then sell the rest for gold, and then I have food and gold.
So how does the watch the video thing work? Would they automatically key up another video to earn some more food?
No, you got to go back. And sometimes it'll remember and just go back. Sometimes it'll give you that little OK code, and you got to start the game all over again.
Yeah, okay. Well, it ain't doing nothing, so I assume I'm not getting anything.
Correct.
It says 0 seconds. Yeah. Tap joy.
Tap joy.
So is there something I need to do in order to get that thing? Or?
You gotta watch the video. You're not watching the video because it's black.
Yeah. So any way I can get it to do that?
Just go back.
There we go.
Okay, there you go.
Yay! Angry Birds video. Oh, I'll get this game.
Actually, that's a fun game.
11 seconds. Installing.
Oh, installing the video.
Yeah, the it's stalled.
Oh, it's stalling.
Stalling. And it's stalling.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet you they shoot that purple one at those purple marbles up there, and they explode, too.
Probably.
Down comes another pig. Oh, boy. The red bird is happy. They're supposed to be angry.
The red birds are happy. The red birds are happy.
Download free now. So if I download, will they give me more PK food?
No, I don't think so.
They said I earned 1 PK.
1 PK, 2 PK.
Ooh. Check out Apple Like for 2 PK.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, I download the game because you can get like 10 to 30 food for each game and leave it on my phone for, you know, a few days, and then I delete it. But I don't know. There's been a couple of them that I liked and I played, so like the solitaire one I got from that. I also got one, the skee-ball one. I got pretty good at the skee-ball one. I was maxing out the score every single time I played. The max score is the max score. You can't get any higher than the max score. So I got good at getting the max score every time.
That'd get boring after a while.
It did, so I deleted it.
Oh, here's the video. 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23. Oh, I'm counting off the countdown. Never mind. Discover the best new games. Okay. And it stalled on me.
Yeah, I'm actually playing right now. I'm actually tending trees. You can plant and grow trees so you can have berries. Berries is food, basically life. You start to die, you use the berries to heal yourself. And, or you can plant the berries and grow more trees, which is kind of cool. But they're, you got to tend them every so many hours or they die, and then you start all over. And you lose all your berries. So it kind of sucks. But they don't just, like, grow when you plant them. So you got to make sure you watch your trees and babysit your trees, otherwise they die.
Yeah. Trees? No, that doesn't work. Never mind.
Yeah. Try to turn the Wi-Fi off. There we go.
Are you soaking up my Wi-Fi?
My phone's trying to. I got 4G right here. I don't need it.
Oh, boy. Here's a system where you can actually get money for playing their games.
Yeah, right.
App-like. Yay. I've earned 2 PK food. Okay.
Yay for the retarded kid.
I should do this more often.
I know.
One character while the other one's earning food. Yes, yeah. I can get 7 PK for doing the coin boat dozer again. somehow I don't think I'm going to get it, because last time it just didn't happen.
Right. Yeah. So I posted a notice in our kingdom. So if somebody's going to show up from our kingdom, they'll show up. If not, maybe next week they will. And then they got signs. I need to place signs. Where's a good place to put a sign in the game?
There.
I tried putting one right outside the hub. I'd have to burn something in order to put one up.
Oh, there's no room?
Nah.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta wait for somebody else to burn something before I can put one up.
Come on, burn somebody's flag.
Not a flag, a building.
No, not flag, sign. So you really need to have room to place a sign.
Yeah.
Now I'm yawning.
We're only 12 minutes in.
Yep. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
It's hard work going to church and...
It's hard work going to church and trying to stay awake. Although, it's a contemporary church, it's easier to stay awake for.
Boo. Install that. No, I'm not going to give you any credit card information.
Maybe that's why they went contemporary, to keep people awake. But anyways.
Yes, you know, will that take forever to install? Probably.
Oh, yeah, I played that game, too. It's fun at first, but then it's boring after a while.
Coindozer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at 0% download. I think the videos actually will work better for me.
Yeah, I'd rather have the real one.
Yeah, actually, I played two different versions of this game, and I'm thinking we could build the real versions of these coin dozers. And we give people tokens to put in the coin dozer instead of...
fiat money.
Yeah. We'll use our own fiat instead of Uncle Sam's fiat.
Put in silver and gold.
Something like that.
And have a sign that says, no fiat money allowed.
Yeah. That was over.
No fake money allowed.
Okay, this is a little confusing.
Yeah, next week's podcast might be a little more lively.
Yay.
Yay.
642K kilobytes downloaded so far. And download 334.6 megabytes. Yeah, this might take a while. I'm at 2%. Yeah, I think watching the videos is much more efficient for gaining food.
Yeah, you don't really have to watch them.
It's true.
I watch the videos while I'm driving.
Don't tell people that.
Well, I don't really watch them.
scroll.
Yeah, make sure you get a lot of rock feathers in the game before you start killing trolls. Because then you'll get stuck, like Chuck, with no feathers and you can't go anywhere.
Ouch. Stuck like Chuck.
Stuck like Chuck. Alright, I'm gonna try attacking the troll hut. Because I got plenty of feathers. See how many feathers.
Attacking troll hut is fun. I haven't successfully destroyed one yet, but there's lots of trolls to kill.
Oh, I don't try to destroy one. I got 6,000 feathers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once I see the troll hut diminishing in life, I run to the other end of the circle and wait to go green.
I just back off, sit next to a tree, and plink arrows at it all day long. And when the trolls show up, they end up getting arrows plinked at them until they come and attack me.
Yeah, I've had it almost gone before. But I got better weapons. I'm afraid to destroy it because it may not come back.
No.
It's a valuable resource.
That would make an interesting world where all the troll huts have been destroyed.
Yeah.
People might start hating you if they figure out you're doing it.
I destroy troll hut.
You know, there's probably a hat for that.
The troll hut destruction hat. I only want one hat. I don't really care about any other hats.
Percent downloaded so far. Yeah, I think I should go back to watching videos.
Top gold.
That's, you know.
That's pretty cool that I was in the top gold list at one time or a couple times. I made, like, I don't know, over 5 million gold almost overnight. By selling everything for food and selling all my food for gold, and I was selling it for up to 4,000 gold per food. That was before somebody went in and squished the market on the food. Now food is down to like 1,300, 1,400 per food.
There's two videos that I could have watched for 2PK, and then it just changed it, so it's only 1PK now.
You suck.
I think that sucks.
I'm just kidding. Let's see here. Hats. Top flag. Definitely not in the top flags. Sky Lord Crown. If I got a hat, it would be by accident.
I don't think that happens.
But it depends on how many people's trying to go for what hats. Deerstalker hat. I could get this one. The Hungry Man hat. Most food spent.
Okay.
I could get that one. Because let's look at my stats. My highest number right now is for money bag top hat. My second highest number is Deerstalker hat. And I'm not even trying to get a hat. What'd you put in your trophy room, or did you put anything in there?
Trophy room? What's that?
Well, basically, you can pick one of your items to be a trophy. I picked the coin that I have the most of.
Okay.
But you got to pay extra food to get more trophy lists. And I'm like, I'm not going to waste my food to just show off my trophies.
Right.
If I'm going to spend food, I'm going to spend it on something that does something, like guard towers.
Yes. Yeah, I can't see spending food on appearance.
Right. Worthless stuff. But I think my highest badge that I've got is the Halliver's Resin Badge.
Woohoo. How do you get that one? Making or using?
It would have to be using because I don't make it.
Okay.
I mean, I used to make it, but once I figured out it's cheaper to buy it, I've been buying it. And I'm thinking about changing my skill from ranger to crafter so I can get more. Because a crafter, every time you make something, every time you make what, four, you get one free?
Yeah, something like that. Fifth one, sixth one's free.
Yeah.
You make a batch and you get an extra.
Right. And since I sell a lot of stuff on the market, that would come in handy for me.
So you could make stuff for people for free, and basically as a result, you get free ones. You can turn around and sell.
Right.
You make your profit making stuff.
Yeah, now our king doesn't do that. He'll give you the fifth one. He doesn't keep it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's less greedy than I am. I'd keep it.
Greedy bastard.
I'm a greedy bastard. But he's PK rich. I'm not. If I was PK rich, I probably would do the same thing. Right now, I need the money. I need the gold. I need the food.
Okay, this coin dozer one is eating up my bandwidth. So I stopped downloading it. And I'm going to try watching one of these videos. Because somehow I think in the time it'll take me to download that file, I could probably watch.
Probably. Let's see here. Update status. I'm officially advertising now on PK. PKPodcast at www.dementeddungeonsanddragons.com.
There you go. Yay.
So, yeah, I'll have to upload this tomorrow so everybody knows and do the updates on the website, because right now it just, it's got our old David stuff.
Well, we need that stuff up there.
Well, I'll leave the old podcasts up, but I'll change the advertisements to PK.
I guess you die too many times when your gravestones are getting repetitive.
How many gravestones do you have in a circle?
Oh, no. In a single circle? You die the same place that many times?
I don't think I have. I'll have to wait until I go to the next level to try it. Because I've only got another 1,050 pages to go to the next level.
I'll have to try that. I'll have to find some place with a particularly tough monster and get killed a bazillion times and see how many gravestones I can make.
Oh, this kingdom, the king and queen's lake resort area, there's a buttload of stone golems.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I'm constantly trying to avoid them. I took two of them out, but only because a larva weakened them. And I was like, you're mine. And it was an epic and a vicious. And I took the epic out first and the vicious out second. I'm tending trees right now, so... You level up pretty quick tending trees. Each tree's worth 10 points or 11 points because I got a special ring or something. Yeah, I got a special ring that gives me extra pages. So every time I tend a tree, I get 11 points.
Well, I must have slow that because I'm not even getting the video. So...
Yeah, I don't have my Wi-Fi turned on. But I can turn it on.
Yeah, I'll slow down my down. Great.
No, you can use mine.
Oh.
For PK, anyway.
PK has stopped. Okay, that was probably the problem.
My password is kclai.com.
Yay. Hear that, folks? Everybody log into his Wi-Fi.
Only if you're close enough. KCLAI.com. Yeah, if you need a website or you need web hosting, check out KCLAI.com. Or KCLAInternational.com. I came up with that name because I'm basically from Kansas City. My former business partner was from L.A., and so we called ourselves KCLA. Only I'm still the only one. I'm the only one left. But I kept the name.
It has a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Well, we were going to incorporate. Then I LLC'd instead. I wanted to incorporate, he didn't. And probably better off not incorporating, but I thought I needed to incorporate. According to the New World Order, you should, but nonetheless. Oh, it looks like you got a werewolf you got to fight there.
You want an invite?
Sure, my trees aren't going to die anytime soon because I'm tending them ahead of time. So I'm not worried about them right now. Let me level up my weapons that I'm using, if I can, if I have enough gold. Ruby Dead Crossbow. No, I don't have enough gold. Yes. All right. We're going to go fight some werewolves. Bow, bow, bow. 77 feathers.
Well, you know, stuff cold.
Hey. Snow. I kill the orb first.
Yeah. They say they strongly recommend that.
Oh, is that what I learned from the example. I learned the hard way. Heal. Oh, I need to call.
But why are you attacking him directly?
Well, I didn't. I attacked his orbs. But he attacked me.
Okay. Because I usually attack orbs and nothing happens to me. But the orbs die. Oh, he's coming for me because I attacked his orb.
Yeah, they do that.
Okay. I've never had one actually attack me before. I take out their orbs and I leave them alone.
Werewolf is dead.
I'm glad, too, because I really didn't want to get attacked by it.
Yeah, you almost died, too.
I think I'll go stand on this tree.
My spider. I love my spider. All right, send pet home. Kill trolls. Die. Bam, bam, bam.
Don't touch my rock.
Kill rock.
Don't touch either one of my rocks. There's two rocks in this area.
Bam. Don't grab that breastplate. It's mine. There we go. You're out of here. Oh, that's just a strong troll. Psht, he's gone. Yeah, I gotta make retribution metal. Rock, attack! Epic rock.
Really?
Ooh. Larva.
Kill the larva, kill the larva.
Kill the larva, kill it dead. Battery is at 15%.
Unplug the orange cable and plug it in.
Plug it in, plug it in. Oh, I thought she was going to do it for me. No, you are. You're at the other end. All right, I killed everything else. Now I killed David Ray.
Great.
Just kidding. I threw a snowball at him instead.
I'd throw one back, but that's one of the things you're prevented from doing once you get hit with a snowball.
Yep. I'm out of here.
Okay. I'm going to go collect these weapons you left behind. Then I'll attempt to watch a video.
Yeah. I saw a really cool banished dagger the other day. It looked cool. But the daggers don't have
No more videos to watch.
So apparently the axes are the most powerful, but the spear is the second most powerful. And then the sword.
Yeah, 30 food for downloading a game and playing it. Running it.
Epic larva. I wonder if these viceroys will help me fight the larva.
Probably not.
No, they're not budging.
Install. Accept.
Sometimes you can't, so I can do that. Did you understand that?
No. Sometimes you can't hardly blah, 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 blah.
You did pretty good.
Well, I understood part of it.
That's exactly what I said.
The rest of it was all yawn.
Yeah, sometimes you can't see what's underneath the viceroys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always click on big creatures to see what's under them.
Yeah, especially the big fat rhinos. They sit on stuff and squish them. Big fat rhino.
You shouldn't call your girlfriend that.
Actually, I did have a girlfriend I called that. You know, when you're young and dumb. You yeah. make fun of the girl that you like.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
I know, I was an idiot. Yeah, she was overweight. And so I teased her, like, about it really bad.
And the strange thing is it probably worked.
Unfortunately, it did. I don't know why women are so messed up that they like to be abused, but...
That's true.
They yeah, do.
They're, yep. I don't get it.
I don't either. But it's whatever.
However, if there's any ladies out here that are listening to this that don't want to be abused...
David Razor, man.
Yeah, feel free to contact me.
Not me, I'm an assaholic. Just kidding.
Right.
You joined Assaholics Anonymous. I'm the only member.
He's an asshole, yo-yo. He's an asshole, yo-yo.
I like to park in handicapped places, watch handicapped people make handicapped faces. Because I'm an asshole, yo-yo, yo-yo. Yeah. Hey, we made it for 38 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm not going to take out that stone hunter.
Stone hunter? Why, is he epic?
No, he's only vicious, but I haven't given my new leather armor sufficient bonuses yet.
We'll switch.
True. True. I can always upgrade the leather armor as I go. I just figured the one I'm upgrading is the one I should be using, but okay, you're right. Plus, you know, if anybody comes across me and thinks I'm a noob and wants to attack me, I want to have my...
Well, you can upgrade it while you're not wearing it.
Yep, you're right. I'm going to switch.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't upgraded what I'm currently using, because I've been upgrading everything else from my trolls. I've been collecting weapons from my trolls because I'm about to upgrade troll lure. I got another... No, I think I'm going to upgrade leather working first so I can make rock boots.
Cool.
Yeah.
And, nope, that didn't work.
Then, I might upgrade troll lure and start figuring out how to unlock these other things that are locked. Like Dragon Master.
Oh, sure. Go and attack that stone hunter, not the one that I already have on the screen.
Oh, yeah. I can't just give you food. I gotta sell it to you in the market. You need to that's your spider egg.
Yes, it is.
I love my spider.
That's it. How much food do I have right now? I have 274. I should be selling my gold for food, shouldn't I?
That's what I do. Sell my gold for food, sell my food for gold.
Well, no, I mean, just because of the way the market is right now.
Oh, that too. Well, as long as you sell your food by the 1,000, or, you know, like ones and twos, threes and fours, 10 or less, you can still make good money on it. But they've saturated the market in the bulk volumes. You can't sell 1,000 food and make any money off of it.
Right.
Anymore. But that's probably because of the war. Right now there's a war going on in PK. We're not involved. But we keep getting notifications from other people that are involved. Because we're allies with those kingdoms. We had a battle because one guy decided he wanted to burn my flags. And what the heck? You can only attempt to level up once per minute.
You gain that many pages in less than a minute?
No.
I think that was a glitch.
Yeah, it didn't recognize my opting to level up. And so it wouldn't, and so I hit it again because I thought, that's weird. So should I do leather working or should I do my troll?
That one's hard for me to answer. Personally, I prefer skills where you can make stuff. But, you know, troll could be pretty handy.
All right, I'm level one-ing troll. Troll lure. Can see and visit troll huts outside of the visible circle. Purchase from them are 5% cheaper. Oh, yeah, that's going to be handy. Just means I'm not going to be able to kill any trolls for a little while. Then, level two is trolls let you chop morning trees.
Without stopping you.
Purchase from them are 10% cheaper.
That would definitely be worth it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for that. That's a production issue.
Right. So if I do that and get my level 3 leather working, have my rock boots, which saves me money on traveling. Rock boots. Oh, wait, hang on. Let me go to my inventory. I got a buttload of weapons that got returned. I got to go put those back on the market. I'm not making any more weapons until I get rid of some of these. All right, rock boots. Yeah, I don't really need to make any right now. I've got 109 of them. Okay, it doesn't say how many. It just says, when these are equipped, traveling will cost fewer rock feathers. You and the mythical rock bird will appear more often.
basically it makes it minus one.
Well, minus one whenever you're traveling flag to flag, but it's actually not, it's actually minus a couple more. I think it's like 5% cheaper. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but if you're two flags, 5% cheaper, they could just give it to you for one. Because when I go from Eldo to Thayer, it's normally four feathers. With the boots, it costs me three.
Hello, Kingdom has sent me a message.
But the 77 feathers? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. It's just cheaper, but I don't remember how much. Maybe the, whatchamacallit will tell me.
Tick Thread. Tick is an app that...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Level 3 leatherworking. Can craft leather armor. Gloves. And rock boots. 20%... Oh, Midas gloves, whatever that is. 20% chance of getting 2x leather when monsters drop. Oh, twice the leather when monsters drop leather, and 75% chance of reclaiming a net that you throw. So you don't waste your nets. Which I don't really use them anyways. I use my spider and my spider net stuff.
So they're making it clear it's not a rule that you have to have kick.
Yeah.
Or give out numbers or any of that other stuff. It's just the, you know, just a way.
Whatever. Yeah, kick is a PK.
It's not a PK thing, but it.
It is a PK thing. They don't own it. It's just that's what a lot of PK members use to communicate outside of the game.
Right.
It's the one that gained popularity within the game.
Okay. I've got two stone golems in my way.
Well, quit it.
Yay. So, we haven't heard from our caller.
I'm probably not going to call.
Yeah.
But I'm now advertising on PK. So maybe somebody will call next week. Or the week after that. Or the week after that. Or the week after that.
Like, yep.
Like this and like that and like this and like that and like this. Especially the noobs.
I wonder if we're getting any international callers.
Don't know. If they do the online part, they can call. Well, they can call anyways, but... The online thingy is also available, and they can log in with the internet.
If this stone troll is going to throw rocks at me, I might as well get it to stand on top of the larva. But when it does successfully kill me, it has a larva to contend.
No, the larva will help you fight it, too.
Yeah. Oh, I got to die on the wrong side of the larva. Oh, well. Anyway, now when I come back in, I pick up my backpack and go about my business now that stone golem is out of the way.
Kill the golems, kill the golems.
Mostly moving it out of the way. Can't place a flag when a golem's standing on that spot.
Right.
You're building too close to a building and or creature that was previously there.
getting close to being done tending trees. I'm starting to get tired of tending trees.
Crawlers. Tasty, tasty crawlers.
Yeah, I got a pet crawler, too. I don't use it as much as I do the spider, but once the spider... You can only use a spider so much, and then you got, and then it just has to go sleep for 12 hours.
So
that's when I use all the rest of them.
What's the crawler do for you?
Same thing a crawler does against you.
So it just kind of crawls on you and makes you itch and blows you down?
No. Oh. Snow. Collect snow. And attack larva, epic larva. And I'll get my crawler out to fight. Call pet to fight.
So what does your crawler do? Does it crawl on the other creatures?
Basically. He just acts as a minion and it attacks.
Well, that'd be cool. You can get your crawler to crawl on another crawler.
There you go. All right.
And do you get more crawlers as a result?
Nah. Okay. Yeah, you can't send your pet home until you're green. And you can't... Oh, yeah, you can call them a fight if you're red. It don't matter.
Yeah, it never made sense to me. It says... You can't chop a tree because you're still aggressive. It seems to me the best time to chop a tree is when you're aggressive.
Perhaps.
And, you know, the act of bombing something is not a peaceful act. So why can't you be aggressive when you do that?
Bombing? You mean like what?
You can't firebomb something when you're aggressive. You want to firebomb a flag or another creature or whatever. You can't do it while you're aggressive.
That's weird.
Seems to me that's the ultimate act of aggression. I'm going to bomb you to kingdom come. But it's a peaceful act.
Right. Ah, Buak sent a kingdom message.
Twice. Tell them the podcast is still running.
Oh, okay. Buak has accepted the peace agreement sent by these guys. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Buak.
Buak.
It's combo.
Isn't that the minister's name?
I don't know. I just call him the king. Your lordship.
Your lordship. Your royal highness.
Your allied kingdom has gone to war with Dark Star Incorporated.
Oh, no. How dare they do that?
Yeah, and he even put the stars in there, Dark Star. It's cool how they did it, but...
They're not dark.
They're obviously bad guys.
How so?
They're the dark side. Come with me to the dark side. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't want to be pale. I like getting a tan every once in a while.
Ooh, got a backpack.
Backpack. Pack back. Backpack. Yeah, I got a buttload of backpacks. I bought like 1,000 plus 5 backpacks. Actually, I bought more than that, but I bought 1,000 at one time.
All right, this group dropped me 2 of them so far.
Because they got such a good deal on them.
I like trolls.
We love trolls. Trolls love we. We're one big happy family. At Parallel Kingdom, we kill monsters. And evil players that try to kill us, too. That pretty much worked out. Needs a tiny bit of tweaking.
I was thinking about the definition of evil player. Wouldn't the evil player who's trying to kill you do it because they thought you were, like, evil?
Well, no. The good players only fight monsters. The bad players try to kill and destroy other players. Therefore, you have to kill and destroy the evil players, because if you don't, they will kill and destroy you and other innocent players.
Right. And so they suffer 15 seconds of terror while they are, every time they're killed.
Well, or, you know, you destroy their stuff. Like that one guy came and burnt 2 or 3 of my flags. Four of my flags, maybe even 5, and took over my territory and built a guard tower right next to my rock shrine. So when I popped in, bam, it would try to kill me. So our kingdom went and destroyed all of his flags. I destroyed 2 of them because he didn't harden them. So I destroyed 2 of them and got the other 2 down to half life. Black destroyed the rest of them. And then we sieged his guard tower. And we all stood ready at each siege, because he had plus 6 sieges. We all stood guard with banish weapons, ready for him to pop in his guard tower, and we were going to banish him.
Oh, yeah, that was my suggestion, that somebody be at the banish point to send him there over and over again.
Yeah, well, no, because he just popped back into his guard tower. So we'd just be waiting at the guard tower for him to pop back in, and we'd banish him again. Then when his guard tower is gone, he can't come back. He has to go someplace else.
Right.
Go to hell. But yeah, he was obviously a powerful player. He was a restart. So you'd have to have somebody more powerful than him waiting for him at the other end. And we don't know how powerful he was. That's why there was 4 of us ready to fight him. And that first guy that killed me, he probably had retribution metal. Because I didn't stand a chance, and I had halfway decent weapons. He attacked me and killed me. I don't know what I was doing, but I was obviously red, because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to kill me. And so once I came back, he already took my backpack. So once I came back, I went inside the trading hub because I felt like maybe I'd be safe there. Which I found out later I would be. But then I looked at his stats, and his stats said he was brand new. I was like, well, how did he kill me if he was newer than me? Because, you know, whatever. Because, I mean, I'm new, but I had cool weapons that somebody gave me. Jazz gave me.
Yes.
For raiding his stuff.
Yes.
Why are you raiding me? Sorry. Here, have some cool weapons. I was like, cool, what do I owe you? Nothing, just don't raid me anymore. So now I tease him every time I want some, I want another cool something or other. He says, I need to go raid his stuff some more, so give me a cool weapon. Or whatever. Yeah, he gave me the crossbow, he gave me the body armor, and he gave me the spear. And with those, I've been able to go out and earn the gold to buy, to, you know, and weapons and stuff to sell for food, and then turn around and sell the food for gold, and then turn around and buy some more cool stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's 9:01.
9:01, it's been an hour. We're tired. Walks on, but he's not calling. So,
well, yeah, we said 7 or 8. I said 8 to 9. Anything? Oh, look, I can see. Now that I leveled up troll lure, I can now see the troll hut outside the circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too bad they don't have a skill for seeing sky docks.
Yeah.
From a distance.
So I should be done tending trees tomorrow or the next day. Because I got some more in Eldo I got to do, too. And then after that, I'll go on to another adventure. Actually, I planted all these trees because I'm trying to extend this road. I'm trying to find a city away from the lakes. So, let me go to the call screen.
All right, folks. Good night.
That concludes our D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Where we don't talk about Dungeons & Dragons, but we talk about something of the like. Parallel Kingdom. Oh, and our referral codes. Let me give you mine and David Ray's referral codes. If you decide you want to play, if you're not already playing, my referral code is KCUVEF. Phonetically, that is Kansas City, Universe, Victor, Echo, Foxtrot. What's yours?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll repeat. KCUVEF. I got David's too. He texted it to me.
Yeah. It's Ruskaj.
Ruskaj. It's Russian.
BRUXAJ. It's Bravo, Ralph, Ulysses, X-Ray, Alpha, Juniper. No, that's not the real phonetic code, but all well.
Yeah.
Brucax. Brucaj. Something like that.
Yeah, it would be Bravo, Romeo, Universe, X-Ray, Alpha, and I forgot J. I think it's not Juliet.
That might be right. Juliet.
No, they don't do Romeo and Juliet. They just do Romeo. But yeah, we'll have the referral codes for our kingdom, all our kingdom members on the podcast eventually. So there you go. All right. Well, till next time, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything PK now. And we'll throw in some other stuff too, like old school. Because we're freedom fighters and off-gridders and whatnot. And actually, Jazz runs a feed store and, you know, has similar things to talk about as far as getting off the grid and farming and stuff like that. And the king is a carpenter. Actually,
well, I had a hammer.
Yeah. Well, I forgot exactly what he does, but it has to do with something with flooring. But anyways, yeah. So anyhow, I just said that. I'm tired.
Good night.
Good night. So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. Oh, I gotta go through the thing to shut it off. Click the big red button.